Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The center fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Broglio. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ernie Broglio. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Don Cardwell. And now, play ball. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Burton hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Banks takes first base on ball four. Stewart moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bailey. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Bailey steals second. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Verdon strikes out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Clemente hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bailey scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mazeroski hits a pop-up into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Pagliarani is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Alley batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Alley hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Broglio is called out on strikes. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Burton. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Burton is 0-for-1 in the game. Burton strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cardwell is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bailey. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Bailey steals second. Bill Verdon batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bailey scores. It's 2-0, Pirates. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Stargell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stargell takes first base on ball four. Clemente moves to second. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive beyond short. Alley can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive towards left. Stargell catches it and throws to first to double up Santo. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Alley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Alley hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Mazeroski moves to second. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardwell strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger is hit by the pitch. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Broglio is 0 for 1 in the game. Broglio bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. 2 outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Stewart is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clemente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Stargell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stargell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Clendenon is 0 for 2 in the game. Clendenon hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Clendenon reaches third base with a triple. Clemente goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Burton is 0 for 2 in the game. Burton hits a pop-up towards short. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarani strikes out. 1 out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Alley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alley hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardwell hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santo is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 3 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Clemente is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Clemente strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman pinch hits for Don Kessinger. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Doug Clemens pinch hits for Ernie Broglio. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clemens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Clemens moves to second. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Burton is 0 for 3 in the game. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clemens moves to third. Stewart moves to second. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Cardwell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Doug Clemens now playing left field. Jimmy Stewart now playing shortstop. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stargell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with McDaniel covering, for the out. 1 out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mazeroski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clendenin moves to third. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 3 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Banks hits a line drive into left field. Stargell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stargell. Banks moves to second. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Banks scores. It's 3-1, Pirates. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to third. 2 outs. Vic Rosnovsky pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.